Right, there are two pieces here. One is related to Shabbos, and the other one is related to the Shlosh Regalim. Both of which I found very very interesting. So we'll go through the Shabbos piece first. And here he's talking on Pasuk Yud Beis in Perek Chaf Gimel. It says, Sheshes Yamim Tasei Maasecha V'yom HaShvi Tishbos Laman Yanoach Shorcha V'chamorecha V'yinafesh Ben Amascha V'hager. So he's looking at the word V'yinafesh. Pirsh Inyan Sheifas HaRuach Beis HaMenucha Achrei HaYagia. Which you could just translate as almost like a sigh of relief, or you're taking a load off while you rest, kind of that she'ifas ruach, which sounds like a breath, after having done the work. V'onklos v'yonatan ben uziel targamuhu v'ishkot. There's silence, a sense of serenity. V'ikar haraso lo biru lanu ha'machabrin. However, the fundamental meaning of this word, none of the mepharshim really delve into. So that's what he's going to do. V'nir leki shame nefesh. Al, I think the word nefesh, which this is how we use the word nefesh, so I don't know what, I guess if you're understanding it in the sense of a breath, then that's a shift. At that part I thought was interesting, because normally I would have, in my mind, I would have thought neshima before nefesh, but...
it's funny, because nefesh and neshama are also kind of worshipped.
Right. Well, especially in our colloquial, we just use them interchangeably.
So maybe the same. Sure. Sure.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, he's going to take it in a slightly different direction, obviously. But fine. That term nefesh refers to the spiritual part of a person. Vikar shirasha shte osius peishin. Now he's going to go through shuhunach al davar hamispashet batzmuso. Misraba b'kamuso, and it refers to something that is spreading out in its kind of essence, and is growing larger in quantity. So I guess quality, it's expansive, and quantity, it's also expanding. And he goes and gives a number of proofs to that approach. But now he has to explain, what in the world does that mean in the context of our pasuk? The first step is to explain how that could relate to the chelak ruchani in a person. Fundamentally, the very nature of the spiritual, here he seems to be referring to a kind of a soul, as it were, you know, the actual nefesh or neshama. There's no gvul to the spiritual strengths or properties that it has. While he's pashtu machshavi v'sikli ad lema'od, it will just expand and grow and grow. V'le'aspiku kol yanyan me'artzim lasbia chayfetz ha'nefesh ha'pnimi me'misavi lehem. And nothing can truly satiate your soul, at least in this world, for all that it desires. And ha'kofos shiyushum shu Latova and Lafuha. Be that you're feeding it good things, be that you're feeding it bad things. He gives this part I didn't highlight here. He says, Al derech mashal bekoach zrizus shibin nefesh adam. You can have zrizus to learn Torah, and you could also have zrizus to do things that are not ethical, not moral. I think that's his approach, yeah. And he quotes a midrash, which you may have heard before. Ein adam meis v'chetzi tavaso b'yado. A person doesn't. You never have enough. Yeah, you're always trying to get more. that's usually said in the context of in a negative context, but he's applying it also in a positive context. Yeah. Right, because it's all, regardless of whether it's good or bad, it's all rooted in that nefesh. Yeah. And now he's going to say, once we've explained what nefesh means, let's apply it to our pasuk. Umezei hunach ala menucha v'amargua lashon nefisha. And so now we can explain how that applies to the concept of menucha. Kia avid bizman avada, so kol kofos nafsho mitzum tzamim b'chevle yashibud. when an Eved, for example, is working, their nefesh, all that potential that's built up there, that expansiveness, is being quashed. Bekal rayonosav mugbalim, in all of his dreams or his hopes, his anything he wanted to attain is very limited. Lo tuchlena li pared la siach dato le davar acher rak la shlamas avodaso ashgachaso luchuvenos. The only thing he can think about, he can't tear himself away from it, is finishing the work that he has to do. Udavar amiyaga es adam utukatzer nasho meod. And that's something that really is a tremendous burden on a person and limits that expansiveness. Amnam pi parik ol ha-avoda mel shichmo v'yatza marguo menucha. However, once we leap that work behind, then nafsho choseres el tiva ha-rishon lispashet b'kochosea lishtotet b'rayonim shonim zemezei v'zeya onek v'shashuei ha-nefesh. However, once we've left that work, that avoda, behind, then that expansiveness returns. And I actually, there's a poem by Rav Kook, Merchavim, Merchavim, which I almost put it on here, I'd already printed, and so I'm going to print again. But he describes almost the same thing, that you can't cage our soul in with anything, be it spiritual, physical, anything. And he uses the same word, Vashatahi Nafshi, that my soul is soaring. It's the same thing, that these expansiveness and the sense of freedom. And that is what the soul truly enjoys. That same term, merchavim. And that's what it means here. So, sheishus yamim taaseh maasecha, v'yom ha-shvi tishbos l'man yanoch shorcha b'chamorecha, and then l'man in order that everyone should have this sense of expansiveness. Those people that are really working hard should be able to attain this. But it's very, I found it a very beautiful idea, that that's something that is easy to not tap into on Shabbos, where you just kind of go into it and it's all rote.
Still thinking about everything else.
Right, or even worse, if you're just thinking about everything else or talking about everything else, then it makes sense why we have, I mean, really from the Nevi'im, but from Chazal, of not talking about mundane things, and then because you're limiting that potential. And then also, just very quickly before going to the other part, I wondered, what, you know, what we read in Shul before Shmona Esrei and Maariv.
And then,
which is later. It's in Parshas Ki Tisa in Perek Lamed Aleph, where, how in the world do you apply this to Hashem?
What's the
pasuk?
It's about Hashem.
Okay,
I'll
see
this
part. Yeah, it's Asa Hashem, Asa Shemai, Asa Aretz. Right, so that would be one approach, that, okay, he quote-unquote rested, he quote-unquote expanded, I didn't go through this whole piece, but just the very beginning of his piece there says, L'mafarshim musav al Hashem yispar. According to the Mafarshim, that's referring to Hashem, which is how we just understood it. So that seems to be Shuto Shemikra. V'nemar l'savar es ha'ozein mashiach l'ishmoa. Fine, they're just trying to get it. Yeah, exactly. Velinire kishavas v'yinachash eno musav al habari yisbarach ki imal maisa habria hu poel stami kolomar b'yom ha-shvi pasuk inyan habria. It's not referring to Hashem at all, even though that's what you would think from the pasuk. It's actually referring just to everything in the world. I guess, yeah. That's also a stretch, because we wouldn't assume that a stone has a nefesh that could expand, or that... right. So, he's trying to make it consistent. I mean, we could go through the whole piece another time and see if he really irons it all out, and if we can understand what he's saying. But right, okay. Now, Shlosh Regalim Tachu Gli Bishana... Where is this? This is in the fucking Rogalim. That's really the. Yeah, that's the entire pasuk. Shlosh Rogalim Tachog Li Bashana. And the question here is, what in the world does Rogalim mean? You know, if you were teaching elementary school, you could very easily see students saying it's the 3 feet, celebrate 3 feet. No, so that really could be true, yeah.
Or
right.
Habit.
Yeah. Yearly, or what we'll see here is that maybe it relates to how you would get up to Harabayas on foot.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was saying first.
Oh, that's what you said. Oh, I misunderstood you. Fine. Ankelos, though, if Talas Zimnin, it's just times, and Rashi follows that same thing as Pa'amim, and he takes it out of Parshas Balak, he Kisani Zeh Shlosh Regalim, he hit me 3 times with the donkey. And these are all sources that, for the most part, these are sources that he quotes. I just took them out instead of giving this huge paragraph of Sava Kabbalah. So he quotes Rabbeinu Bachya ben Asher, who irons out an issue here where the Psukim, both here and in Sefer Devarim, switch between Regalim and Pa'amim. Chaza Oud Vizkir Bekan, Shlosh Pa'amim Bashana Yireya Kol Zechorecha. So here in our parsha it says 3 times. V'nemar b'makal l'acher shlosh pa'amim b'shana yireh kol zechorecha v'chaga matzos v'chaga shvuos v'chaga sukos. Ilu amar pa'amim stam v'lo perish b'chaga matzos v'chaga shvuos v'chulei etc. Haisi omer sheyelech sham shlosh pa'amim b'shana b'soch shlosha v'arba chadashim. So if it had only said shlosh pa'amim b'shana without saying on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, then I would have thought, just go up 3 times, even if it's in the period of 3 or 4 months. Well, Zay Nemar B'chag HaMatzos, B'chag HaShavuos, B'chag HaSukkos. Bimken, Lama Nemar Regalim. So I've ironed that out, but now I have to figure out why in the world does it say Regalim. V'lashem Regalim. Prat Lebali Kavim. This is understood, and now he's basically quoting Chazal in a Bereisa, that this comes to preclude Bali Kavanar, what we would now call somebody with a prosthetic limb, prosthetic leg. Right, that couldn't make it up under their own power, is what it sounds like. It sounds like here that, you know, there's a certain amount of effort that you're obviously going to have to put into this, but Hashem's drawing a line to that, to the amount of effort that is expected. Lotzias Achiger, somebody who, they're not missing any limbs, but they are still not able to use them fully. Vasuma, somebody who's blind. Vasachole, Zake, Nakatan, Sheini, Yacholim, La Los, Barag Lehem. But specifically about their Rag Lehem. That's if you look in the Rambam, this is his Perish Lemishna in source 4, Barmar Shlosh Rugalam, Vafa Pisha Regal Hu Perka Moed. Fundamentally, the word Regal means Moed. It doesn't mean foot. So those elementary school students, they'll be right in a second, but right now they're wrong. Aval Lefisha Amar Regalam, Velo Amar Pa'amin, but nevertheless, it didn't say Pa'amin, which that would have been sufficient. It would have gotten the same message. Kamosha Amar B'makam Achar, Bab Kabbalah, came in the Kabbalah, the Torah Shabbal Peh, Shazay Lirmoz, Shemitzvah Zo, Eina Chova Ele Lemish Yachol Leilef, Raglav, Lefichach Ein Chavim Ba Chiger, Becholei Vezakein Bekatzim. Right, I mean, they're both quoting Chazal. But I put in source 5, but now that we've basically seen it twice, we don't need to see it. He emphasizes more so than Rabbeinu Bachya that Regal fundamentally means moed. When you're reading the pasuk, just pshuto shemikra, it's moed.
Say
that again.
Like regalim should be the same thing if it's always interchanged.
Right. Yeah. That right. So that still... I think that's what the Rambam's approach is, that he's saying it is the same thing.
No, it is the same as art.
Oh, I see what he's saying. But he's saying parakamoed is kind of... Parak meaning kind of this chunk of time, this, you know, this chapter, as you were, this chapter of the year. Yeah, so in that sense, it's not truly interchangeable because Rego doesn't... It's a little more specific than time. Yeah.
I guess why would they use two different...
Right. But here, it's not using Rego because it refers to it, that it's more specific in the sense of Moed, like the Rambam said. It's a hint to this drasha that Chazal has to preclude a certain population from being fine. Then he quotes Tosfos, which is in source 6, that who seems to say that the entire journey would have been done on foot, regardless of where you're coming from. So then if you're coming from, you know, Ashkelon or somewhere, then to go on foot, if you are unable to, that's just not tenable. Fine, so now to see his actual words, quickly. This is picking up right after he quotes the Rambam in the Pirshut of Mishnah. Mivar daito de ikar lashon regalim de krahu amoed. The kamuruga b'divrei rabosenu de kros amoed b'shem regel. And he quotes a number of places from the Gemara where we, Chazal used the word regel in terms of Yom Tov. Ka amram chayav adam latare atzma b'regel. Shmini regel b'fnei atzma. Shmini atzer is its own regel. Chogig b'holech kol ha-regel kula. Which is it should be the Havdalah in Shemona Esrei for Yom Tov, between Yom Tov and Shabbos, I think. Right, it's not as we don't say it every week, obviously, so we're not to. Bein Tam Lo Mar Shenikra Ye Yom Tov Rego Al Shem Halicha Sam Barego Mahara Bayis L'Ezra. Zara, excuse me. Right, that it's referring to Moed, and it doesn't make sense to say that, like, if we understood it very simply, that it means foot or traveling by foot. There's no reason to call the entire Yom Tov a Rego because of the fact that you're going up. And he's just saying here, Mahara Bais Lezara, that maybe that fundamentally is the only part you have to go up by foot, literally. That's not enough to call the entire Yom Tov a Rego. B'nir Lib is a Kishem Rego Shehunach al Eber HaHalicha. There are a few places here where spacing didn't work out when I copied and pasted from Bar-Ilan, so al Eber, yeah. There are a couple others, but... Fine. Rego refers to the actual limb, the fus, as he says in Yiddish. Yishamesh Gam al Pa'al HaHalicha V'Hanaga. But it can also refer to the act of walking, or in a broader sense, a kind of direction. We're going in a certain direction, or we're being led in a certain way. Mizeh inyan nirlei shehunach shem regalim ala chagim v'amoadim, ki hem molichim u'margilim u'manalim es Yisrael l'leches b'tarcha Yashem Yisbarach mitzvotosav. Right, so now... But it's not so different, exactly, but he's actually explaining how we got to that idea.
Why it's special enough to call...
Right. Right, and more specifically, why it's not even explaining the pasuk per se, because all you have to do is quote the drasha and say, well, Hashem wanted that hint there. But here he's almost explaining the Gemara is more than the pasuk itself, because why in the world is our Chazal calling it a regal if there's not such an emphasis on that part of Yom Tov? It's one element of Yom Tov. And in turn, it will feed back into the pasuk. But fine, it's the whole point of these Yom Tovim is to give us direction of how to serve Hashem. Ki yasod asher alav nivne kol das Yisraeli hu yitzias Mitzrayim. The whole fundamental foundation of Yadus is yitzias Mitzrayim. Ki aldei osos mofsim agadol ma'anoraim shenasu az le'aneinim, la'aneinim, excuse me. because we have these tremendous miracles that were done before our eyes. But derech zeh kana hu yisbarach osanu liyos lo abadim lishmor chukav mishpatav, and that's where he acquired us. I'm just going to kind of say it outside because we're almost out of time. That it basically says Hashem provided these miracles for us, and that's how He acquired us. And so too, that flips over onto us, that now we have to kind of serve Him in a way that's lamaylam and ateva, in the sense of chukim that are beyond our understanding. Just as these nisim were beyond our understanding, or beyond nature. And lest we want to say, well, no one else, I mean, the rest of the world just has the Sheva Mitzvos, which are really understandable. So why do we have to do all the mitzvahs that are ununderstandable? He's saying, because that's how we got to the place where we are. That's how we became Klal Yisrael. In order to reinforce that and to kind of provide a door into that form of Avodas Hashem, He gave us the regalim and gave us the mitzvah of Aliyah Lerega, where we're going up to Har Abayis, to Makom HaMikdash. And there He lists off seven miracles that were consistently performed in the Beis HaMikdash. And so, yeah, you know, things like the Atayam Marechet never getting the flame on the Mizbeach never being extinguished, and this pillar of smoke never being blown in the wind, and things like that. So he doesn't necessarily quote them from Avos. These are interspersed in the Gemara. So a few are from Avos. I don't know if they're all in Avos, though. I didn't even think to check them to each other, but. So basically, now you have this chance to go up Lila Regel, and it is a source of kind of renewal, and seeing those miracles, and it reminds us that, this is what's going on here. Right. Which is fascinating, and I kind of have an open question of how do we connect to that nowadays. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash. We have Mikdash Ma'at, but obviously we don't have a pillar of smoke that's not blown in the wind in our Mikdash Ma'at.
Our side of it is still
there. Right, so that element is for sure there, but do we have that renewal of Aliyah Lerego? We're kind of stuck in that place where we have Pukim, but we're kind of stuck in that struggle of really connecting with that element of Avodas Hashem.
It makes it hard now, I guess.
Right.
Maybe they need it.
And that maybe that's just that's the way history has taken us, and that's obviously, there's a part of Ratzon Hashem there that we are meant to be in that place in some way, shape, or form. So, yeah, that's a part of our avoda now. But yeah. And then that end piece there, he goes in a